Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we finished with verses 3 and 4. Let's give our full attention as we review verses 2 through 4 today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, have your Bibles ready. We're in Titus chapter 3 right now. And we're trying to finish out here, verses 4 and 5, and actually verses 3 and 4 I want to kind of finish out as well. So don't miss out on any of this as we finish this chapter eventually, okay? Maybe that's the best way to say it. Eventually we'll finish this chapter, and if we do, we finish the book of Titus. And you can always go online, centralbaptistocala.org. And you can go on another site of ours, sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. Now, either one will take you there, and then you can just, on the last one I just gave you, about sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist, you'll see sermons by a Bible, and you can click on, bring up the book of Titus, and then it'll have all those sermons listed there on Titus, whether it's been all radio sermons, some of them are preached in the church and as well. And so we'll just have all of them there. And they just won't be the ones I preach. There might be some that others have preached as well. God has blessed us over the years with some good and godly men to preach for us. And so we really have the opportunity for people to be able to grow in the knowledge of God. And especially as they go back and they check out a place like that where it says sermons by Bible, you get a book of the Bible there. And it may not be one that I've covered very closely as I do usually on a verse-by-verse study, but maybe there's another one in there who has preached on that, has taught on that, and you'll find that it's a great help to you. On our centralbaptistocala.org site, there is a series by Dr. Lewis Woodard. Now, Dr. Woodard is a member of our church, good man of God, and he did an entire series for us on why we use the King James Version of the Bible. And that's not talking about New King James, okay? That's talking about the 1611 edition of the Bible. So I would encourage you to go listen to that and find out, you know, why do you guys always insist on 1611? And I think that this could help you, and I think it'd be a special blessing to you. So let me encourage you to do that as well. And then I'd also like to ask you to write us. We like to hear from our listeners. At the end of each day's broadcast, our announcer, Dale Jackson, gives you our mailing address, and you can mail us at that address or that he gives, or you can email us through our website. Now, you just click on there where it says contact, and it'll take you to a place where you can find how to email Central Baptist, and it'll go straight to the church. Dr. Mark Hopper will, if he sees that it is for me, he will direct it to my account, or he'll direct it to whoever it comes in for. So don't pass that up. We like to hear from our people, and if it's been a blessing to you, it's all right. And if you want to be critical, that's all right. I get plenty of those, believe it or not. I get some critical mail, and so that comes in, but we're not looking for a slap on the back. We're not looking for what a wonderful program this is. We're not looking for that. What we're looking for is it helping people? And we want it to help. We really do. We also encourage you to tell people in your church about it. One thing you don't have to worry about, we're not going to work against your pastor. Now, if he's teaching false doctrine, then maybe it is working against your pastor, not even knowing that he's teaching false doctrine from our standpoint. But we do teach against false doctrine, and we tell you what right doctrine is. But you may want to encourage others in your church, because we believe that as the Bible is taught and Christians listen and they allow it to be applied by the Holy Spirit to their heart and life, then they become better members in that local church. And we want them to be that. We want pastor to have good, solid people who serve the Lord, who love the Lord, and will back them up because they are preaching the truth as they preach the truth in God's love. And that's the way it should be. Preaching the truth in love. That is our motto. We speak the truth in love and do it as thus saith the Lord, by teaching the word of God. So I hope that you will do that as well. So write us. We do like to hear from you. We love to hear from our listeners. It means a lot. It really does. It's an encouragement. And you'd have no idea of what an encouragement it is. Sometimes I get a letter from a listener. Now, I never read your name in this respect, but I will take those letters and I will sometimes read them to our Wednesday night church audience. And if you write us a letter and I say, you know, this is the blessing because it encourages our people, because our people are really funding the Lamp and Light radio ministry as well as our radio station, WTYG. That's all funded through Central Baptist Church. We have some people that give regularly, and I'm just so thankful for those people that do that. But for the most part, it's just underwritten by Central Baptist Church. And so I would encourage you to really just write us and send us those notes, because that's an encouragement to our people when they see that something that's a ministry of Central Baptist Church that the Lord has given us, and they see that the Lord is using it, and I can share that in a letter, then they are really blessed. So if you do that, I would just appreciate that so very much. All of our services are live streamed. Our times are 11 o'clock Eastern Time on Sunday morning, and then 6 o'clock Eastern Time on Sunday evening, and then on Wednesday evening, it is 7 o'clock. And so we would love to hear from you, and we believe that if you'll watch us, our music, you never have to apologize for our music, because it is a lot of good hymn music, a lot of just really music the way music is supposed to be. It's not going to look like a nightclub. If you're looking for a nightclub, it's not going to be at Central Baptist Church. Now, the Lord has blessed me here, and let me say this, the Lord has blessed, not me, the Lord has blessed. It's been my privilege. I come in 1984 as the assistant pastor to my dad with the understanding that in about 2 years I'd be taking over as pastor. And so that was the plan. And so I came in 1984, in September of 1984, I arrived. And then 2 years later, I became the pastor. It was voted on in late May, and then on June the 26th of 1986, I took over as senior pastor. Now, my dad had pastored the church for 19 years before I took over. So he had 19 years as a senior pastor. And since then, I've been the senior pastor. And it's interesting that ever since that we broke from the convention, became an independent Baptist church, and that happened way back in the 1940s, we've only had three pastors to this church, and I'm the number three. And so we praise the Lord for what he has done. The Lord does that, folks. Now, even on this radio broadcast, these are sermons that I taught in our church. And yet, what I find is that sometimes I'm teaching here, there's something that's not on my notes, not there, and the Lord just gives it to me. And you may say, Pastor Andy, that was very good, and I'll say, yes, I think it was, because it came from the Lord, not from me. Okay, so that's why we love the Word of God, and that's why we love to teach the Word of God, because people need to hear the truth of the doctrines of God's Word. And so I hope that the Lamp and Light is a blessing to you, but that you'll either write us in some way. And if you want to help us out financially, again, you know I've told you this many times, but I don't want to fail to tell it because there may be a new listener. If you send us a financial gift, I don't want it to be your tithe that belongs to your local church. Okay. Yeah, I want it to be an offering that is above a tithe. And it's because the Lord laid this on your heart. Maybe something here has blessed your heart. And as the Lord used that to bless your heart, you just want to show your appreciation. That's great. You want to make sure that this program continues to go out over the airwaves. I was recently talking with Dr. Mark Hopper, who's our radio station manager, and he's been here for most of the time of the radio, Lamp and Light radio broadcast. Now, Dick Bott is the guy that actually takes his broadcast. I may be sitting here right now as I am. It may be 2 hours where I'm just talking straight for 2 hours. And Brother Bott, after the recording is handed over to him, he breaks it down into the segments so that each day's program, he listened to all of those and he broke them down into segments. He writes the intros for the announcer, Gary Neron, to give us and so forth. So all of that, these men just, they've volunteered their time and they do it because it's the Lord's work and they want to do it for the Lord. And they're excited when they hear that the Lord has blessed this radio ministry and they have a part in it. I tell you, it's a great part. I have no idea what I would do without them, except I just have to trust the Lord to supply. And it's kind of hard to supply when you've got great men like that are doing this for you absolutely free. So I praise the Lord for these men. But again, in having done this for us all these years, none of us receive a salary for the Lamp and Light broadcast. So everything that comes in here goes to keep the program on the air. And what I was going to say to you, though, about all of that is that in the daytime program here, now we have a night program on our radio station that's not on most radio stations on which we appear, and that is sermons that I've done on the radio from the past, and so some of those books of the Bible that we go over, and we're on WTYG-FM. That's our website, as a matter of fact. If you just go www.wtygfm.org. If you'll do that, then that'll take you to our radio station. You can download an app. It's a free app, and you can listen to it 24/7. But what I'm telling you is that with that, you can listen to some of the programs that we may have that your station may not have. Now, they'll always be fundamental, and they'll be true to the Word. But in some cases, we do have some good old-fashioned fundamental Bible preaching preachers that are on ours that may not be on some of the others. Not that the others won't have them. They also have full schedules. I've thought of one or two that I'd like to add, but right now we don't have room to add them. And so we continue as we go. But I told him, I says, you know, it might be good to rerun. And the favorite book that I've done on, for me, and I say favorite, I don't even know if that's good to say, well, this is my favorite book because it's like it takes away from the other books. And really, no book of the Bible takes away from any other book of the Bible. But I guess I might say just the one that the Lord has just blessed my heart in certain ways with is the book of Hebrews. And on radio, that was over 300 sermons. Now, most radio programs, they have repeats. J. Vernon McGee, his is every 5 years. And what a man of God that was, you know, and some great Bible teaching. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.